Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. Time to check out the agricultural marketplace. A quick update of the weather forecast shows that we're headed to 68 degrees and sunny skies under clear conditions for the day today. Just 54 outside of our studios here. Tomorrow to be sunny and 71. Wednesday, sunny and 76. Thursday, sunny and 78. Friday, sunny and 79. Saturday, sunny and 77. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies and 76 degrees. Should be magnificent for the beginning of the harvest season. Autumn begins, speaking of beginnings. Tonight, I think about 9:30 p.m., autumn arrives. So fall has arrived and harvest has begun. Here are the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. December corn at $3.28, down 3¾. The March 3¾ lower. July down 4. December down 4 as well. Soybeans are trading the lead option. November at $9.39¼, 17¾ lower. January down 18½¢. May beans 20¼ lower. July down 19¾. Next year's November at $9.52, down 18½¢. The bean meal down 4¢. Bean oil 67¢. Lower wheat futures are down $0.015 in the lead December at $4.73 for the soft red. Live cattle futures are down $0.40. Feeders are down $0.80 and hogs are up $0.475. That's the only contract, just one on everything that we watch, is trading higher for the day. Now let's check in with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, and joins us to talk about these numbers and so much more this morning. Good morning to you, Kurt. How are you today?
Good morning, Todd. Doing well, thank you.
Well, your farmers probably are still calling in, haven't quite hit the field, at least just yet, but they're getting anxious. And given the weather forecast by the end of the week, I think almost everybody in our area should be moving.
Yeah, it's finally getting going, for say, here now, and we'll see what activity where we're at here by the end of the week. But for the most part, what's been taking place and what's taking place today, producers are pleasantly surprised or continue to see those yield monitors stay at the upper end of expectations, sort of confirming at this point in time that we're actually, you know, going to go ahead and produce more than what we're using in through here. And overall moisture levels continue to get down to some manageable levels now, since some of this half-price drying is gone for now.
Yeah, some of the premiums are going to disappear quickly. And I pulled an ear from the field over the weekend just arbitrarily. I pulled one ear. It was 22 around and 42 long. It was the biggest ear I have ever seen. It was a club.
So, and that was your dad holding that ear?
Yeah, that was my father. I did put that on my Twitter account. That was Dad, and he's 88, so this is his 70th year, would be a 70th harvest. Not quite that many, because he spent the first, couple in World War II. But I said it was his 70th year. That's a big year.
And he was smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, he was. He didn't know what the price of it was.
Don't bring tears to his eyes.
No. So there, speaking of which, how long do you suppose we will stay cash prices at least under this $3 level? Because those have finally shown up in central and east central and west central parts of Illinois and Indiana, too.
Well, that's the sad part about it. We feel this is a multi-year situation we're entering into. This is not going to be the good old-fashioned days where we go down, spike, then rally up out of the hole. Hardly at all. I feel this thing's just going to continue to drift and grind. If you're looking for cash corn higher than $3, you have to look after the first year. There's still some carry in the marketplace. Our number one recommendation is, if you want to receive higher prices for your corn, you have to hedge the July futures out there with the anticipation that basis will get better after the first year into next year. when you look at the July futures towards 360, use your basis there. That's your best bet to get $3 plus corn as we move into 2015, Todd.
Are you worried about the drop in soybeans off 17.5 cents today? I guess we're finding out that's a good crop too.
It's huge. Ideas are this $9 level could catch it. Hopefully, we'll see Asia come forward here and continue their buying program with good old-fashioned U.S. bean purchases to help alleviate oversold status here and give the market some encouragement. But when you look on out, the big crop into 2015 here in the U.S. and Southern Hemisphere looks like a situation where it's going to continue to struggle to see up moves longer term. So we've got to go to some levels and stay at some lower levels to make sure this demand comes forward to gobble up the crop we're producing.
Interesting. Last week, Daryl Goodscott Irwin wrote an article for the Farm Doc Daily website on soybeans, and I've been working with Daryl and Scott upstairs from my Mumford Hall. They're in the same building as I am for more than 24, right at 20 years now, and not once, I think, have I ever seen them say that it was okay to make cash sales and replace it if you thought the price of beans was going to go higher with a futures contract. So they're not particularly thinking that the price of soybeans is going to stay anywhere where nearly where it is at the moment. I'm wondering what you're thinking about that process and how to price out soybeans. You talked about corn. What's your best thought process on beans at this time?
Well, it just depends your own situation on what you're geared up to store, on-farm storage, off-farm storage. Actually, the play in here, if the basis is not extremely wide, producers are moving the cash and replacing on paper.
Right.
Option premium is at some relatively low levels where option plays are in order here to replace sales in case we'd have some problems in the Southern Hemisphere. But there's the anticipation this new crop, November 15 bean futures, could drop clear down to the 750 level year to year and a half from now. So there's still considerable downside risk from a producer's point of view, and there's some risk management strategies out there to sort of manage that. If you're a speculator, there are actually some plays in through here where you could put 5 to 15 cents into the market, the opportunity to pick up 60 to 80 cents. So there's still opportunity in there if one's wanting to look at it.
And I pulled up, as we finish out the last couple of minutes of our time together, the October live cattle futures weekly chart. There's a heck of a double top there. Do you think this has topped out that marketplace, and are we going to see more cattle come into the market?
Well, when you look at the cattle and feed report, we're still looking at some fairly tight numbers. The thing is, marketings are still at the lower end of expectations. The key is you're just going to have to keep an eye on the cash cattle trade in general. The futures have been running a discount to where the cash market is. So we'll see how midweek brings in through here, see if we get that cash cattle trade to develop. Move on below this 154 area in the October futures contract suggests we could move down to 152. But when you look at the overall picture in here, that would be a buy opportunity from a speculative trade because we're still going to deal with tight numbers clear into 2016. When you talk to cattle producers, they're holding those heifers back.
Kurt, you have a great day. I'll talk with you again in the 2 o'clock hour.
Enjoyed it. Take care. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and I will have another discussion with him during the closing market report at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock today. Let's check the numbers as they're now trading. In Chicago on the last tick, December wheat futures at 471. We're down 3.5 cents. December corn at 327.75, 3.75 lower. July at 356, down 4 cents. November beans at 939.75, 17.25 lower. January at 947, down 18.25. And July beans at 966.25, down 19.25. Bean meal down 410. Bean oil at 60 cents lower. Live cattle in the October at 154, 97.5, 65 cents lower on the day. September feeders at 229, 72.5, or 87.5 cents lower. And the lean hogs in the October contract is showing a gain, up 32.5 cents at $106.30. The outside markets show crude oil at $91.67 a barrel, down 74 cents. The wholesale price of gasoline is 4 and 8 tenths of a cent lower at 256 and 2 tenths. And Ethanol futures at $1.63.5 are down 2 4/10 cents. The spread between the two now, 92 7/10 cents wide. That's 2 4/10 cents narrower than it was on Friday. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online for ag programming at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. On our way to sunny skies with 68-degree high today on a north wind at 7 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, a low of 45, light and variable winds. And then tomorrow, sunny and 71, calm winds out of the southeast at 5 to 7. More sunshine for all of the week. I'm Todd Gleason.